Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From day one, we want to get better every day, that we want to put the work in. I want them to challenge each other to be better as a line, be better as a D pair. You know, we're going to play a little bit different, so I want them to get comfortable with some of the breakouts and how quick we want to play and getting out of our zone quicker. So with the group really was just bring energy, bring enthusiasm, get better from day one to the last day of the year.
How did that hit you? Lindy Ruff's voice on the heels of a Sabres practice today, day one of training camp. Paul Hamilton joined me earlier. If you missed it, head to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and you can find it there, I think. Paul points out they have three practices before preseason games, number one and two, Saturday and Monday, and then it's off to Germany. There'll be action over there before the regular season opener, I think it's October 1st. Whatever 2 weeks from Friday is. I'm not sure that's right. Now I'm going to look. This is where Bulldog would talk. Fourth. Is that actually right? October 4th? And then they're home on the 10th, the home opener against the Kings. Anyway, if you have the internet, you might be able to find out more. And so there's Lindy Ruff, and we've got a Dahlin injury that's something. I'm really in two places when it comes to the Sabres at the start of this season. If it weren't for Lindy, I feel like I'm going too far with him and what that is, but I'm on board. I like him. I admire him. I'm going to enjoy watching games, being at games more than if it were almost any other coach. You know, I think over these recent years, the Sabres have been, you know, whatever, to whatever extent, somewhat interested in the bigger names behind the bench, you know, post Lindy, and Bylsma is the closest they came to that. But so I want to say, like, Boudreaux in his turn or somebody like that would have been exciting. I mean, the Sabres have had credibility issues, and this is a big step toward changing that when you hire a coach like that. I do think it can be overstated, but it's not like anybody else they could have hired I would be, like, just not interested in. It's not quite to that extent. But I'm feeling the feels when it comes to Ruff. And the last time, you know, there was hope with Jack Eichel, but the last time I really loved it, he was their coach. And so I'm ready to tap into that again, maybe. However, I mean, I think there's reason, it's right to be dubious about the roster, the cap, the whole organization. They have not earned any benefit of the doubt when it comes to, like, anything. And, I mean, I hate saying that, but that, I don't know, really has changed. They've got some good players. I think their coach is a fun and interesting idea, and I think he's credible. But what again did they do this summer to get good? They're banking on Ruff being able to get their own players to their best. And I just like a little bit of a safer investment, you know, just where I am willing to sacrifice one more young player or a draft pick for a guy that I think I can count on. And that really so much didn't happen this summer. And there's cap space, and I don't know, I didn't need a new scoreboard or I don't know about a roof or whatever. You know, so there's definitely some, what, a feeling of depression about it, or at least concern. But Ruff does go a distance to alleviate that. And hopefully Dahlin is okay because he's their best guy. And to lose him, if they do, on the first day of training camp is kind of cruel. They are asking fans to nominate somebody to be on a bobblehead. Who do the fans want on a Sabres bobblehead? And this kind of thing is where I go back to where I was yesterday about the mural before Chris left, which is, you know, let's just have a sense of humor and put some people, this will never happen, and I'm not saying it should, but really, like, you know, how about put some guys up there, make it like an exorcism. Players who have haunted the Sabres over their long history. There's a lot of these guys, you know. I don't want to name names because it's such a obviously sarcastic, mean idea. But, you know, can you imagine just going down there for the first time and seeing, like, Kasparaitis or Dom in a Red Wings uniform, just things like that? No. Just go with me. And the bobblehead, when I heard about the bobblehead, my mind went into the same dark place. Taylor Hall. There's my nomination for a bobblehead. No, come on. That's not a good idea at all. But it can be like, you know, they've probably done Rick Jeanneret. It can be people, I've been thinking this is probably a lot of what suggestions they might get are people that are not like former players or current players. We will see. 803-0550 is the number. Bills Jaguars, Monday night. Talked a lot today about the style of play in the NFL, how far pass production has fallen. I said at the top, if you had told me in March that this was going to happen in the league, and, you know, it's going to last, which I don't really think it will, but if you knew that, if I knew that back before the offseason kind of really started, man, we would have spent our time in here talking about different things. Because this climate in the NFL, who cares who your number one receiver is? You have, I mean, there are a lot of these teams. You have up to a half dozen different players who are going to catch two a game. Then what's the difference? Now, that's kind of extreme. Hopefully it gets to be more than that. But that's what Miami was. You have Kincaid again. He's not even getting the ball down the field at all. His air yards for the season are in the red, -3. I mean, that's worse than last year for his usage early in the season. I get you get into a game. I mean, he was hurt in Miami, but you get into a game and you want to get your guys the ball just to get them into the flow of the game and represent that you're taking that seriously. You want that. And so what you can do there is just take, it doesn't have to be a tight end. I mean, take your best receiver, just throw them a screen pass or something, get them into the game. But I really think still that for the Bills to win, that's going to have to get going. Not just Kincaid, but some more is going to have to happen. Maybe a lot more is going to have to happen. I'm not buying after 2 weeks that this team is going to win a championship through James Cook. I mean, I'm just not buying that. And I would say the same kind of thing about a lot of teams. I think it still will be a league. The league is going to just not let that happen. There's no way they're going to let, who cares about this show? I mean, I do, but nobody with pro football does. Like, they're not going to let ESPN and whoever else talk all season about how $50 million quarterbacks are throwing for 150 yards a game. That's just not going to happen. So through penalties, and penalties do a lot for this, and the way football is officiated, they'll do that, and you won't even necessarily notice it. Because so many calls can be made either way, that's really just a choice. It's the point of emphasis. You want to call illegal formation on an offensive tackle whose face mask is a half an inch behind the legal line? You can. And what are we supposed to say about it? It's a penalty. You want to do that? You want to call illegal shift because the guy in motion takes a step toward or an inch toward the line of scrimmage before the ball? You can. It's a penalty. They just don't. Usually, they just don't. And so far this year, that is happening. And all that doesn't even get, those are just sort of procedural penalties. That doesn't even get to the contact in the secondary, interference, holding is always like kind of a mystery, not always, usually kind of a mystery. Oh, I guess that's holding. They don't show you the replay if it isn't called. You know, you don't see the replay about of pass protection if there isn't a flag there. So who knows what you're missing on those plays. It's always just kind of at the discretion of the league through their officials. They don't even need the flag anymore. They can just have somebody phone down and you don't even know they're doing it. The officials still say after discussion on the field, which is a lie, because it's really more somebody, they're just standing there not talking. Somebody is telling the referee in his ear from maybe New York City or who knows, doesn't matter, the moon. Actually, there was a flag there or spot the ball differently, things like that. It's that way. So I think it matters so much to the NFL is how they view their entertainment product to get these quarterbacks off, including Allen. You know, we're lucky because the Bills are included in this, that you will start to see games officiated differently. I believe that. 803-0550 to join me. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.